Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Attention shoppers, Pistol Shrimps Radio presents Mall Walk-In.
We're rolling, Matt.
Mark, you haven't felt your level best until you've had a giant loaf of mall sushi. This is Mall Walk-In.
My name's Mark McConville. I just had Massus Kebab.
I'm
which
Matt
sounds
Gourley.
Like an Avengers movie.
Massus Kebab?
I guess because I think of kebab as kaboom.
Where are we, Mark?
We're at a mall.
We're not sure what mall we're at.
But we know it's a mall.
And we know it's a Westfield mall.
Because it's not an East Meadow mall.
But I think what we need to do is head straight to a directory and that'll tell us what mall we're at.
Well, Matt, we're on the move.
We're at that point in this podcast where we've used up all the nearby malls. So we traveled 30 minutes northwest to somewhere in the valley to a Westfield mall. Mark is securing the buckles of his fanny pack. We're trying out a new method yet again today.
Is he?
I didn't mention it, but I'm Matt Gourley, and we are starting in the food court here because we ate some things up, and we're sitting in like a little enclosure. I don't know. It feels like...
Can we get a picture of the enclosure, Matt?
This just feels a little bit like the Jedi Council room.
Oh, yeah. This is a real Order 66 scenario.
Oh,
right
this
here,
guy
Matt.
Knows what he's talking about.
I saw Boom a bumper sticker classic. Recently, Matt, that said, I survived Order 66.
You saw what?
A bumper sticker.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Now, let me ask you this question. I think there's a Mahjong League.
Wow. See that? You're right.
Look at that. That does look like mall Mahjong, Matt. That's what we should be doing.
It's just mom's. It's Mahjong. Oh, wow.
Well, is this a directory?
It is just but it's turned off.
This is just a big screen. Okay.
Join us on this journey as we go through a mall that we may never know which one is. Oh, there's one. There's
a directory.
There's an analog directory, a hard copy.
An analog directory. We're
nice.
Leaving the food court. We're in Sherman Oaks, California.
Oh, okay. We're at the Sherman Oaks.
But it's not the Galleria.
Is it called the Oaks? Or is
no, because I think that's Thousand
that's
Oaks.
That's Thousand Oaks. Okay. Too many oaks.
A lot of oaks. Enough elms.
Was 1,000 oaks equal a Sherman Oak?
But what about 2,000 oaks?
That's Sherman's Oak. Westfield.
No information.
Title here. Wow.
Well, look, we're on the corner of Woodman and the 101 freeway.
Westfield.
Right off Riverside Drive.
Wow.
If you wanted to come here, you could go to the 101 freeway, Hazeltine Avenue, Riverside Drive, and Woodman Avenue.
Our anchor stores are Bloomingdale's and Macy's.
God damn it.
This is one long, thin mall. This is a railway mall.
Is that what they call this?
Yeah, it's like Eagle Rock is this way. There's one other one. Whitwood Mall, my childhood mall, which is no longer here.
Like most malls. This seems like a basic. This is a Fisher Price, my first mall.
I think you're right. Let's go through the directory of stores.
Start us out, Matt.
Department stores.
Women's apparel.
Men's apparel.
Children's apparel. Shoes and toys.
Athletic apparel and equipment.
Jewelry and accessories.
Maternity and baby.
Health and beauty.
Shoes.
Fitness.
Entertainment.
Look at what entertainment is called.
Galactic Challenge? What do you think that is?
That's some Order 66 business.
Oh my God. Bunta Eve is upon us.
Tech and auto.
Home furnishings.
Tech and auto? Oh, I see why. Books, cards, gifts, and music.
Eye care and eyewear.
Luggage and travel.
Services.
Dining terrace, where we just came from.
Restaurants.
Specialty foods.
And legend.
Do you think that Massus Kebab and Panini Kebab get along?
That's a good question.
Are they hard rivals?
Yeah.
We're on the second floor, it seems to me, Matt. I don't think we can really go up anymore.
I think you're right, but should we start clockwise as we often do?
That means we take a left?
No, we take a right.
Are we at noon?
Oh, no, wait. You're right. It always feels like we should turn to the right.
You should go to the right.
Yeah.
Then let's go to the right, Matt, as we start mall walking.
I got to get my lids and there's some kind of skin apothecary with with a motorcycle in the shop. Oh, this is that one with that skeleton doctor that's always there.
Skeleton Doctor, starring Amy Adams.
And Gomez Adams. Now it's making sense.
Is Amy Adams part of the Adams family?
Yes. Adams, John Quincy Adams, all of them.
Yeah.
It's like the DuPonts, the Rockefellers.
So straight away here, we're at the body shop. Ooh, and it looks like they are shutting down here, June 18th. Hard to hang on here at the mall.
Yeah. Did Body Shop just go bankrupt or something? Because that was just two people in there working, but there's no merchandise.
Well, downstairs across the way here is Mind Games, and I feel like the mind has defeated the body.
Whoa.
Now we're passing a Journeys, Matt.
Yeah, old familiar Journeys. Oh. It's nice to see some of the old familiars to know you're at a mall, you know?
Now, for those of you who just listened to our last episode and are expecting a basketball game, that was a single revisitation of a different era.
The original era.
We used to call basketball games.
Phase one Pistol Shrimps Radio.
Then we did a bunch of emails and we did the Scripps National Spelling Bee, a mini golf tournament. We've called some things.
Elephant gift exchanges.
We were at the first hole of Nick Thune's celebrity golf thing.
Zoomies.
Okay. Is it Zoomies?
We don't know what mall we're at, and we don't know if that Zoomie is or Zoomies.
And I don't want to know. How about that?
Here's the thing. I'm told, and I could be wrong, J. Jill is not related to J. Crew.
Well, they have different last names.
But, I mean, that's too similar. You can't just call a store J. Jill and...
I can do whatever I want.
J. Gyllenhaal.
Now we're walking malls. That was my whole thing earlier that I was just going to try to finish up real quick.
What?
The sort of progression of the show.
Ooh, and here's our first empty storefront. I was going to say, I thought we were in for a pretty... This is a lively mall. It's hopping.
Well, one thing that I've noticed, and I noticed it right away when we sat down and ate our questionable mall food, Matt.
Yeah.
School's out.
Right.
So there's kids around.
You're right.
And I'm terrified of small children and high school. Like gangs of high school kids are my... That scary stuff.
Is that because you're reverting back to when you were scared of them originally, or now as an adult, you just don't understand them, so you fear them?
No, I think I go back to, I know how stupid I was as a teenager what the kind of just shameless idiocy that I would participate in.
Yeah.
I might be the victim of it now as a middle-aged man.
Right. I think if you're aware of it, you're less likely to become a victim. We're here in front of a Macy's. We won't go in yet. We'll wait. We always save that till the end.
Well, I know you don't want to go in there because the Toys R Us is now open on level 1.
Yeah, we'll check that out.
So
this is a cafe in this Macy's.
The cafe is called Sip and Sonder. What the hell is that?
I don't know. Here's a Kiwi Fitness. It's empty with just some punching sticks.
And a bunch of tubs of protein junk.
Would you say the music's a little louder here at this Westfield, huh?
I'll be honest, Matt. I haven't been in an honest-to-goodness indoor mall since Montebello, probably.
Is that right?
Over a month ago, not longer.
Was Montebello the last one we did? I thought we went back to Santa Anita.
We did go to... we went to Montebello.
Challenge. What is this?
We can't do it. We can't do it, Matt. We're not doing it. There's no way.
Okay. Okay.
Considering everything.
Oh, but this one's space themed.
But it's the same thing. It's just themed.
I know. Are these licensed franchises? They're all having different names. What was that one? Like Aim Snipe, or what was it called?
I don't know what it was called, but
shooting names.
We should just go to Indiana Jones and the Crystal Palace.
Oh my God.
Look at this. Butterflies, crystals.
Crystal store.
This is a crystal made of butterflies.
Yeah. Indiana Jones and the Crystal Palace. That works for every store. Indiana Jones and the Lady Elite. Indiana Jones and the Galactic Challenge.
Indiana Jones and the Zoomies.
Indiana Jones and the Slime Academy. What was that place called?
We've had some good times here on Mall Walking.
My buddy, my boogie, my big old noogie.
Now, I would go to this store just because it looks... It doesn't look like a chain. This feels like this a mom and curated. Pop mall shop this looks called nice. Local Source Co-op.
Yeah, and it's also like sort of homey and welcoming.
I will also tell you, though, it gives me the vibes of sort of... My wife and I went with another couple up to the Solvang area, the Los Olivos area.
Yeah, that's where Amanda and I got married.
I know, yeah. We were, I think we drove right by that place.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And those gift shops are like that.
Yeah, I think you're right.
There's a lot of those gift shops where I think, I'll go in here, and then I do and go, why'd I come in here?
Yeah.
Nothing I want.
I know. Indiana Jones and the guests. What? Indiana Jones and the love sack.
Oh, buddy.
We just talked at length about the love sack on the Bananas for Bonanza extravaganza podcast.
If you're not a member of the Patreon, go to patreon.com/AndyDaily. Is that right? Is that the only place you can hear it?
I believe so.
Yeah. So go ahead and get on
that episode. Yeah.
We've been working on that and it's fun as hell.
Yep.
Indiana Jones and liquor.
Rubber balls and liquor. they're just showing TV with Nathan Lane and Cara Delevingne. Devigny.
There is a couple of big, huge sort of television screens just around.
This is nice. They've decorated all their glass like railing with the Pride rainbow.
We got a little rainbow business here. I like that. Sunglass hut.
Indiana Jones and the second empty storefront.
I'm going to take a picture of this weird fish skeleton that they've got up in the ceiling here.
Oh, yeah.
Some nice...
Do you think that's a giant prehistoric eel?
I mean, if it's not, I want to know what it is.
Speaking of Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones and Gap. If this is the whole show, Matt, that's so stupid.
I think we've done
every
worse.
Every store.
I'm not saying we can't do better, but I think we've done worse.
Is it more or less stupid than us doing the Virgin Atlantic, Virgin America airline minute where we analyzed the video of that for a minute?
That was another. You know what? I think I'm mistaken when I said this mall was hopping. The loud music gives this kind of illusion that it's hopping, but there aren't all that many people.
You know? Have you ever been in a bar at like 7 o'clock at night? And then at 8:30, they start turning the music up and turning the lights down. It always makes me sad.
I hate it.
I wish they would just leave it.
I know. I like...
But this feels like that. It feels like they're overcompensating.
I think you're right. We're already halfway through the first floor, and this is going to be a short trip.
I think you're right. We might have to answer some emails. Do you want to chat about what happened with our P.O. box, Matt?
Oh, yes, I do. Because
I don't want to forget.
You want to sit in these high-backed chairs?
Let's sit in these weird chairs if we can.
We'll just take a quick break because we have a couple people to thank.
Well, I don't know how much of a break it'll be, but I'm going to pause the pedometer
here. I'll sit on the table because if we both sat in
you're going to sit
chairs,
on the table?
It would be, we wouldn't hear each other. You would hear me because you have a headphone, but I don't have headphones.
All right. It's also nice to sit down to just make sure that we're recording because we're using my rig today.
Yeah.
We're recording. Changing. We're absolutely recording. Absolutely, Matt.
First, I would like to thank Tim Brown, Esquire III, for sending me a very cryptic pack of G.I. Joe trading cards with some characters in there that aren't even really characters.
And then I'd like to also follow up with Tim Brown and say, what am I, chopped liver? I like G.I. Joe too.
I know you do. I you can have...
I'm going to say, though, I don't really need trading cards necessarily.
No, you can have 49% of my trading cards because I have to keep a controlling interest.
I understand, buddy.
Because if there are G.I. Joe trading card decisions that need to be made, I got to make them. You hear that music?
I do. Van Halen is on here at the Mystery Mall here in the Valley. What is it called? Like, where the hell are we for real?
How crazy that they haven't branded it on their directory.
It's not the Sherman Oaks Galleria. That's a mall that doesn't really exist
anymore.
Then it's
the Thousand Oaks one.
We're not in Thousand Oaks. Thousand Oaks is farther away from
Sherman Oaks.
We are in Sherman Oaks, but the Galleria is at the corner of the 101 right. freeway and the 405 freeway. Not that and that's one. Not where we are.
I can look it up.
Yeah, when you look it up, it's just going to say mall.
No, because I did research earlier. We're at the
Westfield,
Valencia. Nope.
Nope, we're not in Valencia either. That's nope. where Magic Mountain is.
Yep. Hold on. That was another one I was looking up. We're at the Westfield Fashion Square.
What a dull name.
I had a fashion square near me when I was a kid. That's where I saw Superman, Mark.
Superman, Mark?
That's not... I didn't see the man Superman there. I saw the movie Superman.
You saw the movie Superman? Christopher Reeve?
Yeah.
Or the Brandon Routh?
No, Christopher Reeve. And we went to a restaurant called Fiddler's Three and I threw up.
Fiddler's Three?
Yeah.
Is that like you and me and the Fiddler's Three?
I guess.
What but a weird name.
Let me say a big thanks to Trish Caledonis, who sent a nice musical piano toy for my daughter, Glenn, to the Pistol Shrimp's mailbox P.O. box.
I'd like to apologize to Trish. She sent that over a month ago. Well, I just don't check it that often, but I figured it out. I get that USPS email about, hey, you have some mail, and I finally got it dialed in where I will know if something's coming to the P.O. box. In fact, something's coming tomorrow.
Whoa. Well, that's just maybe even today. Sweet.
Trish, are you going to run down some of these G.I. Joes? Give me some of the random.
Well, first of all, there's
Destro, Major Blood, Lady J.
A Lady Cobra Trooper who's, I find to be strangely more attractive than I should find a trading card illustration.
I thought you were going to say, I thought it was strange that there were women in Cobra because it's pretty much the Baroness no one else.
Uh-huh. There's Zarana.
Well, that's a late
edition.
That's
Zartan's sister.
Yeah, and she has no chameleon powers, right? She's just sort of a swamp lady with fluorescent.
That's a good question.
Zebra stripe business. But so you have some classics. Major Blood.
We were talking about how most of Cobra adheres to COVID safety policies by wearing a mask. You know, yeah. Storm Shadow, all the troopers, but Major Blood is a serious anti-vaxxer.
Well, he's already lost an eye. He's got one foot in the grave. He's lost an arm.
Yeah,
the guy's
lost
like
an arm. Yeah.
Basically living a living cyborg.
This is really confusing. A Game Master drone, and it looks like Snow Job, but he's got a clown, hobo clown face, one of those unshaven clowns.
Can a clown shave?
That's something mankind's been trying to figure out for years.
I guess Cesar Romero's the only one who's really touched the sky.
Well, that's
that
a good
era.
Question, because he...
In that area,
he shaves his face except for his upper lip, so
and
he
then
can
he puts
shave.
Makeup on the hair.
That's crazy. Well, we're back at the walk-in.
Indiana Jones and Express. Indiana Jones and The Fix. Indiana Jones, Bath and Body Works.
Indiana Jones and The Drop of Elegance.
That's a great one.
Yeah. What would that movie be?
Drop of Elegance?
Indiana Jones and The Drop of Elegance.
Well, what year is it? It's probably set in
1994. Oh, it's set.
It's set in...
It'd be set post Last Crusade, pre-Crystal Skull. So it'd be, let's say, Last Crusade is what? 38 and Crystal Skull's 57. Let's say this is 49.
That's not that fun of a time, is it?
49?
Yeah. He's too, the dates wouldn't add up, but I did. Christina out of nowhere will hit me with these questions that I just won't know the answers to. And the one recently was, how did Prohibition happen? Like what happened? Yeah. We decided for 12 years that no one could have alcohol.
It was that long?
Yeah.
Jesus.
And I just thought maybe the Drop of Elegance is like a liquor. Like it's a Prohibition era good. Indiana Jones.
So, but now we're into young Indiana Jones.
But he's too young, right?
Well, it could be a young Indiana Jones.
But
there's another good one. Indiana Jones and the Banana Republic.
Oh, sure.
Remember when that store used to be like all Indiana Jones clothes?
It's not still?
No, it was when Banana Republic first started, it was like safari clothing, no joke, like pith helmets.
Sure, and, yeah.
Yeah. That's where I got my first
pith helmet
and my last, to be honest.
And your only?
So far.
This feels like a fake Apple store here down at the corner.
What is this?
This is an Apple store, Matt.
Wait, no.
Yes.
Come on. You're right.
It doesn't feel real.
It does feel fake.
It feels like they're shooting a commercial in there or something.
That feels like the Matrix.
Is there any Apple product you're excited about, Matt?
Well, what do you think about that Vision Pro?
Oh, the visor with the Minority Report visor?
Yeah, you're not kidding.
I'm not into it. I don't need that. I don't think I need it.
The only thing that...
I didn't think I needed a cell phone at one point in my life.
I know, though. That's what scares me. We've hit Bloomingdale's. We're
So we made careening around. We're down one side and we're going back up the other.
The only thing that I'm curious about is the immersive, like, movie watching possibilities in that thing.
But you've seen Avatar in the theater.
Oh boy, have I. My God, I'll never get those 3 hours and a half back.
Yeah, well, now you can just do that in your house.
That movie is silly, that new one. It's just downright silly. Oh,
I haven't watched
it.
I didn't watch the new one.
We watched it over 3 nights.
On purpose?
Just like out of human energy expenditure. I couldn't.
You just don't have it in you.
No,
I get
way.
It. Indiana Jones and H&M, they don't all work.
H&M man.
They don't all work.
You're right. That's right.
H&M man.
Indiana Jones and the H&M man. That almost works.
I'm not going to get that vision thing. That's too much money for a thing I don't think I want or need.
And I hear, and this affects you and me, that you will probably have to pay $500 more to get prescription lenses in them. I'm serious.
That's real?
Yeah.
Oh, because you can wear it like glasses?
Well, you can't wear it with glasses.
But I wear glasses basically every day.
I know. That's why you have to get the prescription lenses. So
no, I'm going to wear the Vision Plus thing over my glasses.
I don't think you can fit them.
Don't tell me what I can and can't do.
Oh, I apologize.
I apologize. Hi, I'm Paul Ologize, and I hope you'll come down and see my new movie, Indiana Jones and Forever 21.
I hope you'll come down, and we actually now made it to Drop of Elegance.
And it is elegant.
That, look at that. Mannequin is like something out of original Battlestar Galactica. That little pinhead guy.
That's Joan Rivers from Spaceballs.
Oh my God.
You're going to the Oscars.
This Dot is crazy. Matrix.
I took a picture. You can see that on the Instagram, which is.
I want to know who shops at Drop of Elegance.
Only people with just a small amount of elegance in their life.
What about Drops of Jupiter?
They're in your ear. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I got a big piece of Pistol Shrimps news, Matt.
What's that?
This is we're head past Forever 21 here as we sort of make the full loop. It's time for a Mark Knopfler. Did you know?
Give it.
Well, we have some sad news that I think probably everybody knows, that icon Tina Turner passed away.
Yes.
Did you know Mark Knopfler wrote the song Private Dancer?
No, I did not know.
Yeah, I was blown away by that little fact.
Holy shit.
It doesn't make a lot of sense when you listen to it.
How's it go?
I'm your private dancer, dancer for money, do what you want me to do.
Did he write the lyrics as well?
I think he did, but I think he flipped it, or it was rewritten for Tina Turner. Like there was a gender flip to it.
Oh, yeah, I gotcha.
But it didn't, I think they thought it didn't make sense that he would be a private dancer. Cause have you seen the guy? He can't really dance.
Well, why does he wear those terry cloth headbands? Cause he works hard for the money.
We're passing L'Occitane.
Indiana Jones and L'Occitane.
Brighton, Matt. We have not seen a Brighton story
Bond
yet.
Bond theme artists have passed away. Surprisingly, most of them. And many of them
have more Bonds died than Bond theme people.
No, but there's 6 Bonds compared to many.
Oh, that yes, of course.
But like you look back at the originals, other than Matt Monroe, Shirley Bassey's still alive. Nancy Sinatra's still alive. Tom Jones still alive.
Wow.
Yeah.
We just did a full loop, Matt. Are you comfortable with that?
I feel pretty good about that. I guess we should hit. Oh, do you want to take the elevator?
We've never taken an elevator on this show.
Or in our lives.
I don't even know what they are.
I've never even ever acknowledged one.
I'm shocked you know the word.
What word?
Elevator.
I don't hear you.
Well, it's up to you.
Oh, there's an escalator.
There's also an escalator right here.
Oh, okay.
Well, so maybe we'll just...
Yeah,
I'm not going to tempt fate with an elevator.
I don't want to break my streak.
Should we take a small break here in the podcast and we'll be right back? Or do you want to go down the escalator first?
Oh, it's up to you, buddy.
Oh, shit. There's no escalator here. It's over there.
Oh, we got boned.
We're going to have to take a break at some time, aren't
for
we?
An ad break, yeah.
Oh, we have warming Panama hats.
There's the escalator. It is the escalator.
It is. It's just further down. I thought maybe there'd be one here, but there's not. Oh.
We could take a break right now.
All right. We'll be right back with more Mall Walking in the Temple of Doom.
Attention.
Attention shoppers, Mall Walk-In will return after these messages.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We're back with more Mall Walking and the Bemple of Tomb.
If you want to email the show, it's pistolshrimpsradio@gmail.com. You want to go on Instagram, it's pistolshrimpsradio. If you want to go on Twitter, do it. It's shrimpsradio there, maybe. I can't remember the handles and they're not consistent, but pretty much if you look up Pistol Shrimps Radio on anything that we're on, you'll find us.
That's right.
I feel pretty confident in that. Yeah. Where are we today again, Matt?
We're at the Westfield Fashion Square Mall in City, California.
We're in San Fernando Valley, that's okay. For sure.
All right.
We are in the valley and we're going to rally here as we go down the escalator to try out the first floor for this mall walk.
Yeah. I can't believe you didn't let me go to the Airsoft Rifle Academy.
I just think it's probably bad for a lot of reasons.
Yeah. I think we learned that the hard way.
So we'll leave that to its own and head on down.
Sometimes when I'm cascading down an escalator, singing songs to my good boy Mark,
I think about the time when I bought some cocaine from a guy at Central Park. That didn't happen though, I made it up. You can make up stuff when you're singing songs.
I'm here to tell you I'm that guy from Central Park. I sold him cane.
I've never purchased cocaine, Matt. I think I can say that with great authority.
I've never purchased, nor tried, nor sold.
But I've never heard of or taken any peyote.
Kilos of it. Oh, look at this, Mark. It's Macy's, California.
Well, are you going to... We can't go in.
Yeah, we can.
Here, now?
Well, we're not going to come all the way back.
We're not?
Look at the shoe doctors just doing an installation of hanging shoehorns.
I thought you were going to say douche octor.
Douche octor. Dr. Ock is the douche octor. All right, we're heading into Macy's
here. I can't believe we're doing it.
Hi, doggy.
We're doing it.
Hi. Hi.
Welcome to Macy's.
We were just passed by a glamorous woman.
With a small dog.
Yeah.
I wish we were wearing cameras, though that would have probably giant implications for people signing releases.
That's true.
How big is this Macy's?
It's always tough because you always come into Macy's through the fragrance department, which is just an assault on my very sensitive...
But also, like, they are clocking you when you come in because they're going to try to get you to try a handful of moisturizer or a dab of mascara or some shit.
Where's the Toys R Us department?
I don't know, Matt. I think it's in here. Oh, did I see him? There's Jeffrey the giraffe right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Hi.
Well, it's a.
I just got a very nice hi and a smile from an employee that felt very welcoming. Yes.
It is truly a gauntlet to get through here.
Wow, this is a real bazaar, an alley.
Did you ever play the video game Gauntlet?
Yes, very much.
I loved it. Do you know that it doesn't end?
Yes, I've heard that.
I made it to level 100. My old pal Brian and I played it.
I'm so allergic to this store.
Why are we in here?
Because Wizard is about to die.
Green Elf needs food badly.
Valkyrie has a... cyst on her shoulder, but it's benign.
Which character would you choose in Gauntlet?
There's Valkyrie.
Warrior.
Wizard.
And elf.
I think I was using the elf because he had that little bow and arrow, right?
I usually liked Wizard, but he didn't last very. He didn't have any armor on.
Wizard?
Yeah, I liked Wizard. And then Valkyrie really is probably my top one.
Yeah,
Valkyrie. This Toy Store is not here.
Yeah, where is this?
Where is the Toy Store? I like that you bring me in a Macy's because you know it gets my heart rate up. And then the only reason you're here is for toys, which they're not known for selling toys.
I know. That's what's so crazy about it. It's the last vestige of a department store with a toy department.
There's no toys there.
It said there was.
Well, I'm sorry to let you down, pal.
Hell no.
There's Jeffrey the Giraffe right there.
Okay, let's follow that.
So you got to think that there's toys near that giraffe.
Yeah.
I guess I liked the Wizard because it was like he was throwing fireballs, like endless fireballs. It never really made any sense that the Valkyrie was throwing a sword.
I know, that's true.
And the warrior was throwing an axe.
Right.
And nobody...
Axes made sense, but how'd he carry all those?
Is it a boomerax?
Now we're talking. This is their toy department?
It's open. But where is it?
Visit us on
is there another
one?
Level?
Oh.
Are we on level...
Oh, we gotta go
down.
Come on, Mark. We gotta go down into the windowless depths of Macy's from which there is no return.
Oh, I don't want to go down here.
It's too late. Mark, I'm putting you on a mission to get yourself in line.
I don't really want to go down to the bottom of the Macy's where the toys are. Where the toys are.
Where the toys are fine.
What the hell is this?
This is the home section.
Well, while I'm in here, I'll take the opportunity to just repeat that my wife and my friend Kimberly love the Macy's parade. And if you're a Macy's employee who wants to kick us out of here, think twice.
Yeah.
Get my wife and my friend on a float where they can be clowns or farmers.
Oh, you're asking them to take the double move of not kicking us out, but also rewarding Christina and...
We're bringing business to Macy's. That looks like Toys R Us right there.
Where?
Yes. Right there.
Yes.
Oh, there's a guy in a suit. That's never a good sign.
This is maybe the biggest toy department I've seen at Macy's yet.
He's helping a lady. Quick, go fast. Walk faster.
Recording. Full disclosure. Record.
All right. I think we did it. I think he's helping. She's going to buy a couch and that's going to buy us some time.
Oh, look, they got like a vintage Star Wars collection.
No, they don't have a vintage Star Wars. It's not
you
vintage.
Dildo? Look, they don't have a wall of dildos.
It's not vintage.
I know, but it's packaged to look that way.
This is from a this is from a series that's not even out yet. This is an Ashoka toy.
Exists already.
Yeah, that's true.
Look how they make the packaging look old.
Oh, that's
that was that Obi-Wan.
I
Kenobi
thought this character's name was Film Brother. These are retro things, but
yeah. Oh, look, this is Jawa. This is one of the early things my daughter said. Jawa.
And you think she said Jawa?
Yeah.
Or do you think she...
She'd go, ooh, teeny.
You showed your daughter, who's less than 2 years old, Star Wars.
No, it was in a book. But yes, I have.
I'm not judging.
The whole movie. I don't have...
There's no judgment.
I showed her the Jabba's palace so she could see Jabba and like all the funny creatures.
And see the Rancor rip a guy apart.
No, I didn't show her that. She sleeps with a Chewy stuffed animal.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, sheepy? Chewy?
Sheepy Chewy?
Yeah, meaning Sleepy Chewy.
Oh, all right. There's some DC.
Do you have your Marvel Black Adam toy collection all?
Have you seen Black Adam?
No.
Have you seen Black Eve?
Yes. And it's Black Adam and Eve, not Black Adam and Steve.
Okay, Matt. What the hell is a Flingit? A lot of toys here, Matt.
Yeah, this one's pretty big. I love that we whisper. Like we're in some kind of like Indiana Jones cave, you know?
Yeah, Indiana Jones and the Toys R Us.
Yeah.
But this is getting dull now.
No, you're just saying that because you want to get out.
I mean, that's true too, but you really want to go look at Barbie
just,
and Paul
just browsing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Recording a podcast. Yeah. Nothing store specific. No video.
No video. Yet. No.
Is that okay? Never. Oh, thank you. That's nice of you.
Gotcha.
We're on our way out anyway. So, all right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow. Thank you. You too.
A reasonable guy.
Macy's, not only have you...
Sir, can
yourself,
you put my wife on a float during the parade?
You should have asked because that was a nice man.
Yeah, but
we're on the West Coast. I mean, it feels like a very East Coast bias situation.
Wait,
you know, you want to take my picture in front of the with Jeffrey the giraffe?
Yeah, I sure do.
I think my camera's.
We got to talk about that because I don't know if that got picked up on mic. But this employee stopped us with a smile on his face, and he was just as nice as could be. You know why? Because he felt like he had agency. He wasn't afraid.
He was able to. We can't talk during that.
I can't say enough about that man.
That was nice. You want to go find him?
Well, I feel like now we should just like take a nap on one of these beds. Oh, there's classic Transformers. What do
you
got?
You said these are classic Transformers, but this is a Nerf collaboration.
I'm talking about this.
Oh, yeah. Those are just, for me at this point in my life, they're fun to look at.
Yeah.
I don't really need them in my house.
I don't buy them anymore either.
I have a bunch of, my mom sent me a bunch of my old toys.
My mom just foisted them back on me.
Yeah, I think at a certain point, your parents just sort of figure out,
yeah,
I'm not going to store a bunch of crap that you don't care about anymore. Right. If you don't care about it enough to come get it.
Yep. And that's their right, I think.
Also, my parents moved. So when they moved, they were like, we're not moving all this junk into a new place. You can have it back.
Did they move to Cybertron?
I mean,
is that what it's
they
called?
They got a great deal on a property.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I do mean a property.
We're heading back up to level number 2.
How is that level 1?
Mark, you're...
Oh, I should be singing.
You're flying in the face of all the escalator rules we've ever had.
Well, sometimes you got to break a rule to make a rule.
Sometimes you got to talk sing.
Well, I'm talk singing.
No, now you're just singing.
Shit.
And that's the end of our escalator song.
We're back into Perfume Alley, G,
oh my
Zoo,
God.
And the astronauts.
Holy shit. This is like, I'm worried about my olfactory bulbs.
It smells like everyone I ever went to church with is doing yoga.
Oh, everyone I ever went to church with is doing yoga.
Indiana Jones and the everyone I ever went to church with
is doing yoga.
Well, happy Father's Day from Paco Rabanne and everyone here at Macy's. We've had a great time and we're on our way out.
Would you say that was our most successful trip into Macy's? Because we've had ones where we weren't even acknowledged.
To me, it's better if I'm not acknowledged.
Really? I like that because I also
But that
feel
guy
like
was nice.
If someone came up to us and said, you can't do that in here, and said, oh, really? We
talked to Tim.
Yeah.
I think his name was Tim. Was his name Tim, the guy in the blue shirt?
Sure,
Tim?
Sure as hell.
Seemed like
been.
A Tim if
sure
his name
as hell
wasn't
could have
Tim.
Been. Yeah. Hi.
Oh, listen to what's playing right now, Matt.
What is it? I can't hear it.
Money for Nothing.
Oh.
You think they censored it?
Yes. Especially they better with all the Pride stuff.
It's unbelievable to me that song exists and gets airplay.
In that version? It doesn't anymore, does it?
It doesn't?
I don't think so. I don't think it has for
a
while.
I think I dialed it up on Apple Music and boy, is it in there.
That's the album version. Yeah.
How do you feel about that stuff?
This is a podcast.
Yeah, what's going on over here?
Liam.
Liam?
Oh, Liam.
And what's your booth here?
What?
It's skincare.
Well, that's nice.
Reservatrol skincare.
Oh, do you have any tips for the Fashion Square Mall here that we should see?
Yeah, what?
I don't know. I am new. But
okay.
Okay. Okay.
I love my mom.
I'm your mom?
You love your mom?
I love my mom.
Oh, I love
What's
your mom
name?
Too.
Dahlia?
My name is Beyonce.
Your name is Beyonce?
And your mom's
Let's
name
see
is
some ID. What are there anything we should see here? It's a podcast. Yes.
Yeah.
It's called Mall Walking.
You ever walked around a mall?
What?
You in the Spotify?
Yes, Spotify. Yeah. Mall Walking.
Look it up.
My name's Matt. Yes.
Nice to meet
you. That's
Did
that's
you say
Mark.
Like Matlock? Oh, Meta, like
oh,
Facebook.
Oh, no, Matt, but kind of like Meta.
It's about as close as you're going to get.
Yeah. My name is Beyonce. Well, thanks for talking with us. What's your name?
Dahlia.
Dahlia. All right. You guys can listen to Mall Walking and
wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. All right.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
That was a weird power dynamic of with those three.
Who was in charge? I don't know if you... Yeah, I don't think this could ever read in audio, but
it's
just
never
the visual experience of that whole thing, something we won't be able to convey. I feel like
the first girl just got this job.
Yes, she said as much.
She's new. I don't know how new, but probably one of the directives was like, wave at people and get them over here.
Yeah.
Then the man was like, not these guys. They're not buying any. Like, these aren't people who are going to get a skin treatment. Right. And then the other girl was like, ooh, I'm bored. I'll come over and talk to these guys.
Yeah.
And then claim my name is Beyonce.
I think they also took one look at us and said, those guys have perfect skin. We can't help them.
There's no helping them. And if anything, they should come and model for us.
Amanda and I went into the Nespresso store at the Americana at Brand.
Yes.
And we walked in and there were three employees. And when we walked in, it was like we had walked in on, they were either having sex or an argument or something was so weird.
Do you think they were having an argument about sex?
Or they're having a sex argument.
Either way.
That's where you argue through the act of sex.
Okay, but you're saying you disrupted something very serious.
It was weird. And the one of the workers was this tiny little young woman who just had these piercing eyes and she would just stare at us and then like scurry behind things. It was out of Lynch. All right, we're here at the Mind Games store. I really want to go in here.
I have some fairly terrible news, Matt. What? I have not been recording our steps since we sat down in those chairs.
It's okay. This is a small mall.
Yeah, this is not really about fitness anymore. It's about weird encounters with weird mall weirdos.
We go into Macy's and your heart rate goes up. You're taking off pounds.
Yeah, we'll see how that works. Yeah. Holy shit. That's a 40,320 piece puzzle, Matt.
Where?
Right there. That's a single puzzle.
But that's cheating, don't you think? Because it's your multiple whole house. Puzzles. You know what I mean?
It would take up your whole,
give me a puzzle with that many pieces, but it's one picture. That's 9, 10 pictures.
I think it's 10.
Whatever, counting. Isn't that funny? You could buy Lego dried flowered centerpiece for your table.
Oh.
Oh. Hey, look, there's Gudetama.
Are you? Mind Games looks like a game store.
Oh, yeah. Let's check it out.
Let's see if they have the game that we played at your bachelor party, except we didn't play it because you fell asleep.
What? Oh, not.
I don't think they have
not
it.
Not the dinner bachelor party, though.
No, we went to a cabin. Yeah, they don't
it
have
was
it.
The cabin previously owned by Daryl Dragon from Captain and Tennille.
So you know it's a good cabin.
There's just captain's hats everywhere.
I brought a very complicated board game up there called...
Oh, that's right.
The House on Haunted Hill, I think it's called, or something like that. And it's pretty complicated. And Matt had had enough booze that when the game turns and it's everyone against one person, and Matt was the person,
he just put
his head down. Oh, there it is right there. Betrayal at House on the Hill. It is a fun game, but it is complicated.
I remember was doing a jigsaw puzzle of a heavy metal naked lady you'd see on the side of a van.
Heavy metal naked lady, talk about her on Mercedes. All right, I've seen enough of this place, Matt. You're going to get a... What do you...
I want one of every Funko.
Yeah, dominated by Funkos.
Yeah, who was buying Funkos?
Funko people. I've seen enough.
Okay. Oh, See's Candies. Man, that looks good.
Oh, buddy. Well, that's going to be your exit strategy right there because I feel like that's the end of the mall. Out,
but I can't.
You know what I haven't seen?
What?
A massage chair.
You're so right.
Haven't seen one. Haven't seen anything that even looks like...
Oh, no. What are we going to do? There was a massage parlor.
I don't know how willing I am to do that. A full massage?
I might have guessed.
Another Tokyo Japanese lifestyle. These are popping up all over the place.
There's a G.I. Joe in there.
There is?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Roadblock.
Roadblock was a chef. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. He had his like Cajun, right?
No.
New Orleans?
Gung Ho was
oh.
Cajun. But Roadblock, he might have been Southern. I can't remember.
Oh, no. He was, wasn't he like a pit master, like a barbecue guy? Or Roblox? Was that barbecue? No,
Roblox. Yeah, I think Roblox was just a chef.
who had a massive machine gun.
Yeah. Hello. Hi.
You ever go in Sephora five times?
Oh, yeah. Sephora five times.
Well, we got some real mall walkers here, man. Yeah, you want to pull over and let them by.
Yeah.
These, based on the shoes, these are actual mall walkers.
I think you're right.
I think we've just seen
and
our
based,
first.
More based on the age than the shoes. Indiana Jones and the Lolly and Pops.
I could see it.
Oh, that candy smells good.
What is that play? Oh, Lolly and Pops.
Here's a Tesla. I hesitate to call it a showroom.
But that's all these. Tesla doesn't. They do have a showroom, don't they?
Yeah, but
they have like
more
dealerships.
Like, more like they squatted in here.
Yeah, they have some cars in the mall.
Yeah.
How'd they get them in here? Through the back or through the front?
That's a good question.
You think they assembled them right in that shop?
They must have. Maybe they're blow-ups. Like they're like that diversion on D-Day when they built a whole fleet of tanks and planes that were made out of balloons.
That's a true story?
Yep.
And then were they bulletproof balloons?
No, didn't matter because they were just supposed to fool the Nazis from the air.
Well, how did the troops get in and drive them?
That was a real tragedy.
That was the tragedy?
That morning they realized, wait, we can't attack with these things.
We've wasted all of this time and energy.
This was going to happen in 1942.
This was going to turn the tides?
Yeah. And then they realized, well, we need two more years at least to get a real fleet available.
And then that just didn't work out for them?
That did. Okay. Do you think it would be a dick move to start an ice cream company called Jen and Berries? Instead of Ben and Jerry's?
No, I think that'd be a very nice gesture.
But it's not two people. It's just someone named Jen who makes all ice creams out of berries.
I think the best ice cream I've ever had is in Italy, and it was called Frutti di Bosco.
Frutti di Bosco?
Yeah, it's like berries, blueberries, raspberries, strawberries, all blended up in an ice cream.
Delicious. You have something you wanted to say?
I
about
just wanted
that
to
poster?
Say buy three, get three free.
Hair and jewelry.
What if I only need one? Can I get one free?
No.
Seems like a deal that I don't need.
This is like when we went. Remember when we went to buy those shirts at Spencer Gifts?
Yeah, it seems like everything's a racket.
What is noise? Is a kid's store with sass.
Look at this kid just in a bikini top.
And a caftan. Man,
and a
what
headband.
What's going on there?
It's like Steven Van Zandt, but a girl.
Strangest kid costume I've ever seen.
We're really making it down to the end of the mall here, friends, as we pass Gap Kids.
Wait, around this corner is a Pooh Chalice. Do you think it's going to have the portal
Yeah, it's
door?
Probably where the fudge is made.
Oh, man.
Right around the corner.
It does. Look, man, I have to hand it to Shoe Palace for putting the work in. We thought originally that they just co-opted some former store, but every one of these.
Any chance this is cheaper than a door?
Ooh, good question. Any chance that they ever wanted to have any thematic like look about a palace? Because nothing in there. That says space station to me every time. Never palace.
Can it be a future palace?
I suppose.
Maybe they have a lot of,
Indiana Jones and the Shoe Palace.
Oh, yeah. What would that one be
Indiana
about?
Jones and the Pooh Chalice. That was in there for him to collect in Last Crusade. He chose wisely, though. Hey, Z Gallery. I haven't seen that in a while.
Are you livid when Frozen comes out and your store is called Kristoff's Jewelers and it's been called Kristoff's Jewelers for years?
Oh, yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, from Frozen? And you're like, we've been selling jewelry since 1984.
And we have one F. Kristoff from Frozen has two.
So learn how to spell.
And reindeers aren't better than people.
We've turned the corner down at Bloomingdale's and we're heading towards the end of our mall walk.
This Matt, is our last eight.
I don't know how we're going to end this thing.
I don't either. Do we have to keep going until we walk?
Do we have to walk till we find a massage chair somewhere?
We might just have to sit down and massage each other.
I mean, I did go to theater school, so.
Yeah, I've been there, my friend.
What else do people need to know, Matt? I can feel us fading here. I think maybe the pregame lunch is a bad idea.
I had what can only be described as like the size of a Thanksgiving cornucopia of sushi from a mall.
Yeah. Each bite more questionable than the last.
Yes.
A variety pack of salmonella.
Do you think they have, there's Diamond Massage. I'm looking at the,
directory. You're looking at services. Well, there's Healing Hand.
They should have a little legend for.
Yeah, but there's no massage chair.
Oh, man, that does not bode well.
They have really a valet.
Check that. What is a mall without a massage chair? Is a mall without a massage chair even a mall?
We're questioning existence here on Pistol Shrimps
Diamond
Radio.
Massage, right?
I can't do it. I'm not going to a mall massage place.
Oh, don't you want a massage, though? That sounds so good.
Oh, but I actually kind of don't because I did a big leg workout yesterday and I am
massage.
Sore.
If you were
as
up
a,
for it right now, I'd get a massage and I'd just talk our way through it. I'll buy it.
You want to do it? You want to do it afterwards?
No, we could do it on mic here and we can sit and talk, you know?
Are you sure?
Oh, they have massage chairs.
Do they? Those are for nails.
Massage. Yeah. Hello.
Maybe.
Hi. How short are you? Do you have short
how
massages?
How short are your massage?
What time length are your massages? Oh, China. How long? Oh.
Any time is fine.
Can we do 5-minute massages?
Ten minutes.
10 minutes?
10 minutes.
You want to do 10-minute massage? Do you mind if we talk on our microphones when we get a massage? Is that okay? Okay. You want to go?
Okay, Matt.
All right. We'll do 2 of those ones. Yeah. Oh, this is nice.
Oh, do I have to? I have to take off my coat though.
This is nice.
This is going to be something else.
Oh, I got to put my lapel mic back on.
See, yeah, there's going to be issues. Oh, I have to keep that with me, so I don't know how that's going to work. Maybe I can put it on there. Great. This is great.
Do you have any airsoft guns?
Am I doing it right? Oh, gosh.
Okay.
This is good.
Oh, I am tall. Oh,
yeah.
This is nice. This is going to be good.
Well, Matt, I hope we're still recording.
I hope so, too. Look, I think you have to put your microphone up under the face thing. You want to get a picture. There we go. Oh, my face is firmly ensconced in a massage thing. Hello.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Oh, boy. Oh, yeah. That's good. What? 20 minutes. Well, we got a podcast to do. Oh, okay. We'll see. Maybe 20 minutes. Oh, come on, 25. This guy.
Can we do it? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I am tired.
Okay.
Oh.
20 minutes. Okay.
20 minute. I'm, yeah.
25, okay.
Oh, come on.
He's really getting you here, Matt.
How, we haven't even discussed how much this costs.
This is.
Oh, boy. Oh, nothing like audio podcast massages.
I feel like this is going to get edited, man.
Oh, I don't think so. Let's see how it goes. Mark, what do you want to talk about?
You want to rate the mall? We haven't even been through the whole thing yet.
Oh, but I think we only had another 100 feet to go. Yeah, I guess we should.
Okay. What are your pluses in this mall?
Well, the massage for sure. Yeah. I love the massage.
Number one massage.
Yes.
Oh.
I'm also afraid if I didn't say good things about the massage, I'd get hurt. 20 minutes.
I get. Okay.
I have to say another highlight was that guy at Macy's.
Definitely. He was. I gotta breathe. Gotta remember to breathe. I'm not gonna be able to drive back.
Look out for my Quato. that's nice. Now he's working the arms. I have to say, I think my favorite massage is an arm and hand massage.
An arm and what?
Not an Army Hammer massage. An arm and hand
massage. Is that where you have to eat the person you're massaging?
Yeah. What was in that sushi?
I don't know. You might find out.
What were your highlights, Mark McConville? That feels good.
Probably seeing a 40,320-piece puzzle.
Wait a minute. My guy just left to answer a phone.
Well, look, you got to let your body recover.
Oh, he's back. Oh, yeah, that puzzle was a highlight for you? I could buy that for you for Christmas one time.
No, I don't want that.
Oh, but it would come with the obligation that you have to build it.
I wouldn't. No.
Oh, that feels nice. We're in those ones where you kneel down, you know? Like,
yeah.
You're kind of like prostrate. Like,
I've been thinking about getting
prostate. Prostrate, not prostate.
Yeah. Look,
we're getting a special massage.
Hopefully it's not that. I was thinking about getting an office chair like this.
I honestly wouldn't mind it. I like this position.
Oh.
Because everything's, I could sleep like this.
You could sleep because it's sort of zero gravity.
Yeah, everything's being supported. Like when I lie on my back or my side, I feel like there are different ridges and regions and contours of my body that are taking up more of the slack than others, you know?
Yeah, my posture can best be described as a piece of bloated linguine.
My posture is, have you guys ever seen a question mark?
Now flip it upside down.
And then bend it around a little bit more. Oh. What were your lowlights?
Maybe the fact that I had to give the kebab place my phone number so you could text
I
me.
I told you that guy's going to call you for a ride. Hey, man, I was that guy that gave you extra jicama. Can I catch a ride home?
I didn't ask for extra jicama.
I didn't ask for a ride, did I?
You just did.
That's good. What? Mark, I have to say I like this better than the massage chairs.
Well, because there's a human element.
I'll say.
You think a machine can take over? It can't. It can't gather knowledge the way that a human can.
Yeah, artificial intelligence massagers are no good. We're striking for...
I'm sweating like I ate a bunch of hot sauce.
Oh, God.
I'm
trying to think of it as a low light for me. Maybe, I guess, finding out that there's a toy line for Black Adam.
How about just overall size of this mall?
I don't mind that, actually. I like the variety of malls, you know? This is like maybe bigger than the smallest mall except for Eagle Rock Plaza.
Yeah, and it's pretty action-packed for a mall of its size.
I'll say, I think the people have, by and large, been very friendly here.
Especially
remember
the person manhandling my neck right now.
I think I burst a synovial fluid sac in my nose. Oh, God, what are you doing to me?
Oh, 20 minutes of this.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. I needed this. I've been sore lately.
Oh,
is it Droopy Dog that used to say, I've been sick? Okay, Mark, what are you going to give this mall out of five stores?
This feels like just a real down the middle. Two stores, one massage chair.
So you're a 2.5 out of five.
I think so. Maybe I'd throw a kiosk.
I think you should, because I got to say.
Wait, a massage chair is a kiosk.
You know what? I'm going to shock you.
You're giving it five?
I'm not going to give it five, but I'm going to give it four stores, and I'll tell you why. On the face of it, on paper, there's nothing entirely too special about this mall, but it has an energy. It has an X factor. This mall has it. I can't explain it. It's indescribable. It's greater than the sum of its parts. It's gestalt. I'm giving the Westfield Fashion Square Center four stores.
I really appreciate that, Matt. For me, it's just a very utilitarian mall. This massage might push it up to three, though.
Yeah, I think it's worth it. Oh, we'll see what we have to pay.
Yeah,
we didn't.
I mean, you said you were paying.
I know I did, and I'm I am going to go back on that. Not only can you pay, but could I catch a ride? I got my shift at the kebab store.
Massus Kebab or Panini Kebab? Because they're a warring faction.
I'm both. I'm a double agent. What do you got planned for the rest of the day, Mark McConville?
I'll probably be asleep.
Yeah.
After this. Yeah. And I thought I felt bad. On the outside.
I'll probably go home and watch some sort of CGI abomination with my daughter.
You're watching CGI Abomination season one?
Yeah. CGI Abomination, Nevada, Las Vegas.
I think one of the issues is I've been going back to my gym. And I'm pretty sore from that.
Yeah, so me too. Oh, God. My daughter likes to watch the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, but it's all CG from God knows when. It's really dystopian.
It's probably CG from 1790.
But They Might Be Giants do the songs, and the songs are pretty good.
Here you are selling me on more children's programming that I'll never watch. Just justifying having to watch this stuff with your daughter.
Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog. Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog.
Is that one of them?
Isn't that pretty good? You know what's weird is Donald Duck still talks like Donald Duck. He does this, but Daisy has this just real sultry woman voice. I don't understand what's going on there.
A friend of mine brought this up to me. If you want to talk cartoon. Sorry, there's some real massage business going on.
I wonder if they're comparing our arms.
Name some technology from the Flintstones.
A bird vacuum?
How about an
elephant vacuum?
A pterodactyl record player?
Right.
They have a car that's made out of like wood and probably bones or something.
Wood and stone wheels, yeah.
Yeah. Why don't they have shoes? They invented all kinds of stuff and they didn't invent shoes.
Huh.
Actually, I think the women have shoes and
do they?
Fred and Barney don't.
They invented neckties before they have shoes.
Yes. They invented necklaces.
Yeah.
Oh. I guess though, I have a friend named Chris who doesn't wear if he had his way, he'd be barefoot everywhere.
I'm skeptical of those people. And then the loophole they find by wearing those toe shoes.
Yeah. Well, if you're enjoying the show, you can leave a review, but it won't matter because I feel so good right now. Whatever you say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel bulletproof. Oh, not anymore.
Oh, we should mention, too, that we're going to take a little break. I know this podcast is only semi-regular, but we're just going to take a little pause, but stay subscribed. We'll be back as we always are.
Yeah.
Just for maybe July because...
You've got some plans, Matt.
Well, I think I just have to recover from this. Yeah. We're taking the little kid and the in-laws who are going to Hawaii.
You can take a little trip.
Take a little trip to Hawaii.
Best time to go in the hottest month possible.
Also, the volcano's erupting.
Yeah, what... This sounds good to me.
That's a true story. Our Airbnb is a volcano. I hope there's a specter layer below it.
Oh.
Should we talk about which Bond theme artists have passed away?
Yeah, tell me.
Okay, well.
Because I don't know.
Matt Monro from Russia with Love is the first one, I think. And then, I don't know about what order, but as far as the song chronology goes. And then Louis Armstrong. And then
Wait, did Louis Armstrong do a Bond theme, or did they just use a Louis Armstrong song?
He did. It wasn't for the opening titles, but it's a theme for the movie that was the last thing he ever recorded, and it was for the movie.
Oh.
It's a good song, too. I danced with my mother at our wedding when I married my mom. and then we got Shirley Bassey. She's still with us and thriving. Paul McCartney, Lulu, Carly Simon, Shirley Bassey again, Sheena Easton,
Alicia Keys.
Wait.
Oh, you're going in order?
It. Yeah. Rita Coolidge, Duran Duran, and then Aha. No one quite knows what happened to them.
Oh.
Gladys Knight. And then Tina Turner, rest in peace.
Oh.
Then Sheryl Crow, then Charles Manson. And then Madonna. And then Chris Cornell, rest in peace.
I'm going to cry because of the massage. Oh.
And then Alicia Keys and Jack White. And then Adele. And then Sam Smith. And then Billie Eilish. Only three.
Oh, wow, Matt. Well, last night, the Vegas Golden Knights won the Stanley Cup. Would you like me to run down the teams that have never won a Stanley Cup?
No, but let me take you plot of Revenge of the Sith.
This is where our interests diverge.
I'm not really interested in Revenge of the Sith either. I'm just trolling.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah?
There's parts of my body I didn't know could be sore.
I don't know how I ended up nude.
Oh,
and Ephraim was nude. Oh, oh. What if we get up and our heads are on each other's bodies?
That'd be a real death becomes her kind of thing. Isn't that from that?
No.
No, never mind.
Oh, wait, you may be right. Oh.
I guess I am right.
Oh. Oh. You know, this is good we did this because it was probably a short episode anyway.
So we're really just padding our time by going in the microphones a bunch.
The wind is at our backs and God is on our side.
It's in some ways this is better than a massage chair, and in some ways it's not.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, you going to go see Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny?
Oh, yeah, I am going to go see it.
Are you excited?
I mean, as excited as I am about any kind of any movie, I guess.
Come on, not even a little more?
I mean, maybe a little more.
Oh, that's my boy. Oh. That's my boy. I've programmed your massager to hit you hard when you don't agree with me.
Oh, I'm realizing that my lapel microphone is driven into my trachea. That was dumb of me to put it where I put it.
I sure hope these first mics are going to work okay. Because, mine is
okay.
I swallowed mine.
We could have been here for 20 minutes already, Matt.
Yeah.
Or 1 minute.
Do you have that problem when you get massages where you almost can't enjoy it because you're worried it's going to end?
Oh, they didn't do this yet?
Or no, just like I'm always like, oh, how much time do I have left? I can't enjoy it.
Yeah, I guess I do have that.
Do you ever? Sometimes I get a little like, I can't talk.
Neither can I. Oh
my God.
Oh boy.
It's like, Jesus.
Oh
God.
Don't have a shoulder anymore.
Macanudo. Pacaludo, Jetchy Bitchy, gentlemen, the time of life is very short. To spend that shortness basically were too long if life did ride upon a dial's point still ending at the arrival of an hour. If we live to tread on kings, if die, brave deaths with
God is got Matt doing witness. Shakespeare over here.
No, I know a bank where the wild thyme grows, where oxen and the nodding violet
grow. I gotta relinquish my hand, Matt.
You have to detach it?
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Well, I don't.
Oh, your microphone hand?
Yeah, I had to switch hands.
My nose is running like a faucet.
Well, that's how you know that this is good.
I'm just toxins are pouring out every orifice. I should have diapered up.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, we got to come back here.
Okay, this is Pistol Shrimps Radio presents a mall login. My arm's getting pushed on in a way that's making toxins go. Okay. Oh, my God. Matt, this might cost $1,000.
It'd be worth it. How many Y-oopie-oopie?
I don't know what the conversion rate is. Oh,
it changes every day. Let's talk about sci-fi weights and measurements and times.
Okay, parsecs is not a real thing, but sounds like it
is. Well, it is a real thing. It's just not that thing.
It's not used properly.
Yeah. What about centons?
Oh, yes, centons.
Those are Battlestar Galactica seconds, and they also have their own curses. Like frack.
Thank you. Like what?
Frack.
Oh, yeah. Well, that... I can't really think of any other ones.
Why oopie oopie?
What about, like, does Star Trek have meters or... Ah! Ha, ha, ha. Oh! 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 Ah! That's sensitive. Oh my God.
Oh,
I'm more sore on my dominant side. Holy smokes.
Oh. Yeah.
I need water. I need one centon of water.
No, that's wrong.
I need a parsec of water.
He's mocking me. mommy. Oh, mommy. It's cold.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what time is it?
Oh,
have we done it?
Oh, my eyes are watering. Next time we do feet.
That might be easier because then you don't.
I got ticklish feet. That was. Next time, yeah.
Thank you.
We can't put the listeners through that. Oh, wow. My eyes are watering.
I'm with you, Matt. My eyes are watering to the point where I don't know what's wrong. Are we still recording?
In my body that came out my eyes.
That's the problem. Nothing came out. You got to now drink a bunch of water.
Oh, boy.
I had some glasses. I can't lose those.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes. 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 Well, I don't know what I just agreed to, but it's...
Well, I think it's a 20-minute, yeah. $25. That's a pretty good price for a 20-minute...
Yeah, that felt nice. That was good.
Is there any safety protocol for after the fact?
Do you guys have a hotel room I could borrow?
Whew.
Thank you.
Well, you could have got a combination here, Matt. We really messed up.
Thank you. Oh, we could have, yeah.
Yeah.
Next time.
I need a pain stop massage therapy.
Should we just change the podcast to
Massage Talk?
Massage Walking?
I mean,
thank you.
Here's the big problem, Matt. I don't remember what I said while we were getting the massage. So
I don't either.
They really did massage my diamond.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
I think we should just do a podcast where we get massaged.
Well, okay.
Don't you think?
Oh, that's a weird mall kid. That kid's mom works here, right?
Is this a child bridal shop?
We just walked by. It's called My Dream Boutique.
I think it's child wedding gowns.
Look, after that massage, Matt, I'd believe just about anything is real.
Me too.
I feel... Oh, I don't know if I feel good.
I do. I think I'm typically... I'm typically a person who likes a very relaxing massage, not like not I don't a, want a therapeutic...
Not a down and dirty 20-minute thing where they chicken wing you and then drive the elbow into your shoulder.
I did kind of like... I think because I've been so... sore lately, you know, it was nice.
What I can't think straight. This must be what it's like when you don't eat food and then 40 minutes into a podcast realize I haven't eaten any food.
Yeah,
I feel like a different person.
No, am I walking diagonally?
I think what's really going to be funny is when we turn the corner here and there's going to be massage chairs. we are sort of looking at a couple lucky brands, Skechers.
I love that our streak is not broken though.
Of what?
Massages.
But that was a different level. Like I really truly am not seeing straight.
Yeah. Are we going to be able to make it home?
I think he drove my face. I don't like those face holes in the massage thing because I feel like my face gets pressed.
But
so
they're
hard
perfect for podcasting.
Yeah, because then you just shove the mic. I hope that I didn't have the headphones on during that. They made me take off all of my clothing.
They made me put on different clothing.
Yeah,
I had to wear a snow parka. We've gone past where we're supposed to
be. And I was wearing
a
Madonna Like a Virgin MTV Movie Awards era like bridal dress thing.
I think we're going to have to take the elevator, Mark.
Well, if we do that, Matt, that's going to be the end of the podcast, I think. What did you end up giving this mall?
Four
stores.
Yes.
And I
stand by that.
I'm going two stores, and I'll give it a kiosk, and I'll give it a massage chair.
So 2.75?
I believe so. I'm going to bump it up.
Okay. I think this is the most fun I've had at a mall so far. Part of that might just be the experience, you know?
Sure.
I don't know. Whatever it is, like I said, this something
about it.
Something about it. It's feeling good.
Yeah. Are we catching this elevator?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. We're in an elevator with some people here.
We're going out.
Yeah. Post massage. Post Malone. And post meridian, anti meridian, and all the little meridians.
Uncle Meridian as well.
That was from Johnny Dangerously.
Is that really true?
Yeah. Not the post Malone part.
Post Malone wasn't in the thing you just said.
No, he wasn't. Okay, well, should we wrap it up?
I guess so, Matt. This is the end of the line. We're back where we started from. California, here we come.
Because I got to visit Tinkly Time Station before we go.
What happens there?
Just some bank withdrawals.
Again, you can email the show pistolshrimpsradio@gmail.com. You can look on Instagram. I didn't take that many pictures today. Maybe we'll get one more picture right now.
And thanks for sending in those gifts. That was very nice of you to think of Glenn and my G.I. Joe soft spots. We'll be back, you know, in a little while.
I feel insane. And we're entering the maybe while you go tinkle, I'll buy a Playboy baseball hat or a one with a sheep on it or whatever this
a
is.
A Marvel Lids hat. Okay, bye bye.
For Pistol Shrimps Radio, my name's Keith.
And my name is Oi.
Thank you for listening to Mall Walkin', brought to you by Pistol Shrimps Radio. Mall Walkin' is executive produced by Matt Gourley and Mark McConville. Associate produced by Matt Gourley and Mark McConville. Recorded and edited by Mark McConville and Matt Gourley. No one else is involved in this production.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.